You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
St. Paul writes, "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Now I urge you, brothers, you know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the service of the saints. Be subject to such as these, and to every fellow worker and labor. I rejoice at the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaeus, because they've made up for your absence, for they refreshed my spirit as well as yours. Give recognition to such people. The churches of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Prissa, together with the church in their house, send you hearty greetings in the Lord. All the brothers send you greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. If anyone has no love for the Lord, let him be accursed. Our Lord, come. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen." Here ends the reading. With these words, Paul concludes his letter to the congregation in Corinth. It might be titled, "What Do We Do in the Meantime?" Paul had planted this congregation, but it was now struggling under pressures from outside the church, sexual immorality, pagan religious influences, and corruption. But it was also struggling with division within. Paul hoped to visit again, but until then, he was engaged in pastoral correspondence aimed at restoring and refocusing the faithful on the mission of Jesus Christ. As he closes his letter, he provides some suggestions regarding what to do in the meantime. He begins this letter, however, reminding them that them all of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:1-8. Paul was well aware that though Jesus' return in power and glory was expected at any time, already Christians were losing sight of that fact, being caught up in bickering, quarreling, and division. As time passed and time continues to pass, disciples necessarily ask, "What are we to do in the meantime?" The advice is the same for us as for those Christians. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith, act like adults, be strong. Similarly, watch for and give heed to those who refresh my spirit as well as yours. There will always be difficult, skeptical people who destroy our spirit of hope and encouragement. Avoid those and seek rather the faithful, hopeful, encouraging faithful who are here to uplift and build up the body of Christ. We need lots of people in the body who refresh our spirits. Maybe you can be one of those who work for unity, love, and peace in the congregation. What do we do in the meantime? What do we do as we wait in these dark days of Advent for the coming of Christmas? We pray with Paul, "Our Lord, come." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, come and come quickly. Help us to be watchful. Help us to stand firm in the faith, to be mature disciples, strong, patient, and obedient. Amen. A suggested Advent action. What we call NALC Life to Life Discipleship is about raising up mature disciples and followers of Jesus who will be leaders. Check out the NALC website and learn more. Go to NALCLifeToLife.org.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.